Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I don't have any animus or jealousy of teams getting new stadiums anymore. Because I'm getting a new stadium.
Yay, Dad!
I'm getting a stadium. We're getting a stadium. Danny's getting a stadium. Darius is getting a stadium. It's so easy.
Stadium boy!
Everyone can do it.
It's such a simple process. It just takes the will to do it. And a little debating, and we get the best deal for everyone.
All you need is a little want to. Couple of bucks.
Midnight hour Hail Marys from two branches of Congress that don't see eye to eye on anything. Next thing you know, you got a stadium deal.
Big thanks to all the D.C. City Council members except Brianna Nadeau and Robert White, who sat in that chair right there and told us, there's a deal I'll support. Well, it wasn't the one that ended up getting passed, I'll tell you that much. But 11 D.C. City Council members said, yeah, we should be able to have Taylor Swift in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous that we can't host World Cup games in the nation's capital. Yeah, it's pretty odd that we don't have a stadium to house and home and host major events in the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the world. There will be a stadium in Washington, D.C. Danny, congratulations.
Congrats to you, buddy.
On all your hard work.
Yeah, seriously. I should probably take some credit.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it together.
As a radio show.
Yeah, all we did, we were just like, hey, we don't quite understand what's happening. Could you please get guys either do it or don't or whatever. But yeah, it's a long, drawn-out, complicated process, as you see. Nowhere is it more complicated than here. You know why. I mean, it's the folding layers of government, right? The local meets the national. Then there's like the park services in there for a reason. And then there's like two dudes that are from this other branch. And then all of a sudden, all the lobbying efforts. Everyone's headquartered here, so everyone's got a voice. Everyone's pulling it in a different direction for their own agenda, et cetera. Whereas in, like, Kansas City, it's like, hey, the team's great. We got Pat Mahomes. We have a stadium. They're like, yeah. Same thing in Buffalo. They're like, yeah, this is like, we don't have much. The Anchor Bar is still here, and we have no commerce, and everybody's kind of leaving. We have the Bills, right? Yes. And they just do it.
I'm in a great mood today. First and foremost, I got to watch some hockey today. I was over at Kettler. At Capitals day one of training camp, caught up with our guy Nick Dowd, spent some time with John Carlson and Pierre-Luc Dubois and the boys. Caps are getting ready to get back to action with preseason games coming up. The NHL campaign kicks off at Capital One Arena in just a couple of weeks, Danny. We're your flagship home for Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan, so I'm excited about that.
I was just going to say, that feels so early to me. Like, it doesn't feel like that's where we are in the calendar.
Well, it's every year. That's what happens.
No, I'm aware.
Week or two in October, I'm the aware. Caps start playing hockey.
I get it.
We should do the Danny thing where you start the show every day going, can you believe it's already this time of the year?
That's what happens when you turn a certain age.
Yeah. You know how many days we are from Christmas, by the way? I think it's like 98 days away.
I was going to say 90-something.
We're under 100.
Yeah.
Countdown is on. You won't every day start the show by going, can you believe? Here's your weather report, but also how far into the year we are.
It seems like I just got used to writing 2025 on my checks.
So that was fun. Also, I got that feeling where you've accomplished something. I don't think it's going to work because nothing is easy. But I've sent off a bunch of paperwork and went and took pictures at random gas stations and done all kinds of nonsense.
You on a scavenger hunt over there? What are you doing?
Might as well have been. Trying to get a passport.
Oh, good luck.
I thought I would be covering the NLCS for MLB Network Radio. It looks like I'm going to be covering the ALCS. I don't know what you know about the American League, but the Toronto Blue Jays are whooping everybody's ass.
I said, look at the standings. You got the Yankees, Boston, no problem. Detroit, Cleveland is frisky. They're in it. Houston, Seattle. What's the issue? Toronto.
North of the border, my friend.
Toronto.
At Real ID doesn't get you into Toronto.
Best record in the old American League.
They're pretty good. So just to cover our bases in case the Blue Jays can win a division series, had to get the old passport taken care of. But yeah, we've been moving and shaking today. There's been a lot going on. But I am excited for everybody who has been looking forward to the possibility of a day that Washington football came home. I got scolded yesterday for saying the Commanders came home because apparently the Commanders can't come home. Ugh. They were never here before. Whatever makes you happy, everybody. Can we just celebrate that the football team's going to play their home games in D.C.?
No, I'd rather point out a clerical error with a lot of all caps and exclamation points. That's more fun.
This will not be perfect. I need everyone to understand this. The fact that there's no tailgating is a bummer for me. It's going to be super expensive. There's going to be PSLs. Like, you get a new stadium, sometimes. You buy a new car. Danny, you got a nice new whip. Payments probably aren't that fun.
Yeah, it costs money.
You know what I'm saying?
It costs money to do that.
That's what happens. But there's going to be a stadium in D.C., and here's the difference for me. We get a seat at the table for anything and everything. You want to host the Super Bowl? It's going to happen. You want to host the Women's World Cup games? That's going to take place. When the United States of America men's national soccer team is hosting World Cup and games are being played all over the country, they're not skipping D.C. because they go, yeah, we don't trust Northwest Stadium to house 60,000 people for the day, so thanks, but no thanks. Those days are over. We now, correctly, as the number 8 media market in the United States of America, will be able to host anything we want to because we will have a beautiful Taj Mahal, incredible state-of-the-art, immaculate facility to do so. And frankly, anything other than having that possibility, whether you want, you should not host things because you go, now we're busier, now we're not interesting. Because you can't.
You should not be turned down.
Beyonce telling you no can't happen anymore. And everyone, until that was not the case, should have said, okay, how do we fix that? And luckily, 11 of the D.C. City Council members decided that they're going to fix that. And so, we move forward. But again, a hearty congratulations. And thank you to Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and Mark Ein and the ownership group and the people like Mark Klaus that worked their butts off to make this happen.
Think about that for a quick second. And listen, it's their job to do those things, and they're not in it for altruistic purposes. They're going
to
make money, and rightfully so.
To some extent, these guys are. I think Mitch Rales, who went to games with his dad and looks at owning a team in some way as a like fiduciary responsibility.
Public trust type thing. Yeah,
I think it means a lot to his legacy that he gets to say, I brought the team back.
No, I think that's fair. I guess I just mean they're not running a nonprofit. They're not doing a 501
C3. There's some dollar bills in this exchange.
They'll do just fine here. But the reason I bring that up is they're pretty much in the last, was it 23 that they finally took over ownership when the wholesale was final? So in the last 2 years, they're basically spending around $10 billion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
For two main things, two pretty big properties, two pretty big entities, the team and then the place they're going to play. It's a pretty big ask. It's a lot of capital up front. It's a lot of borrowing. It's a lot of expenditures. So to your point, again, they are not running a charity. The new stuff, there's going to be some sticker shock. There's going to be some, whoa, wait a minute. They're going to have to make that money back somehow. Because again, you overlay that much, and they will in the long term, and it'll take, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20 years to pay everything off. And when you operate in the billion sphere, you can deal with some short-term losses, right? I mean, that's just kind of what you have to do. But there's going to be a lot of stuff around there, and a lot of things are going to cost a lot. And it's not going to be the way that we're used to doing it, right? Where RFK was X, Nubs Field was Y. That is not going to exist. This is the new way of doing stadiums where the centerpiece is the stadium and everything else is like fiefdom around it, right? And they're all kicking up to the big guy, which is how the stadium is and everything. So they need your business, and they're counting on the fact that the demand is going to be there. And I think to a degree, they're off to a great start in that regard.
Here's what I know. The status quo was unacceptable.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, you had the worst stadium in the NFL you have for years. It's a dump of a place that they're trying desperately to improve, and they've worked very hard at it.
Yeah.
Not just them. The previous regime did. The regime before that, even when it was bad around here and Silly Geese ran this whole thing, they had some good people like Lon Rosenberg 10, 12, 15 years ago that were grinding to try to put lipstick on that pig out in Landover. Okay? Here's the problem. It was a stadium that was effectively thrown together by the lowest bidder.
Yep.
And it was privately...
And it looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was privately built by an ownership group that was trying to beat the clock when the patriarch of the family wasn't doing very well, frankly. And what you get is what you have, which is which pipe's leaking today? Who's getting spilled on this time? Where are we going to put the trash can to catch all the leaks? You know, that kind of a stadium that's the same age, by the way, as the Ravens facility, which is still holding up fairly well, pretty strongly. Done differently. And the big problem, I think, with Northwest Stadium is because Bruce Allen and some of these other guys along the way that were so bad at their jobs had their eyes on the prize of different stadiums, they never really upkept the thing.
Yeah.
They treated it like a house they were renting rather than one that they were going to be in forever. And so they kind of said, oh, we're going to have a stadium deal. We're going to be out of here. We're not staying until 2027.
We're like not doing $100 million to renovate the lights or the
years away,
speakers.
Man. Yeah. So they just never spent on the upkeep that was necessary. And I think that eventually caught up to them. But now you're going to have a gorgeous new stadium, and it's going to cost money. If you want nice things, you don't get to drive around the coolest car if you don't pay for it. You're going to have the nicest stadium, and yeah, there's going to be some downside, I suppose.
Be some costs.
But I think a lot of people are excited for it, and there's going to be some good opportunities. They got to do what they can to make sure that they don't price people out, for sure. I mean, you need to make sure that it's not some super white-collar, you know, only the richest of D.C. can get in there. And I don't know that you can even have a stadium like that in the city with 65,000 seats because they're just, you're not going to be able to fill it. But they need to do what they can to keep some families and, you know, everyone from 100%. All communities getting in there.
Because especially,
that's what RFK Stadium was.
Yes. Especially those that have dealt with, tolerated, and even embraced how terrible the current stadium is.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough. I'll tell you that right now. I am out of ideas. I'm kind of doing the thing where I wave at a problem and go, someone should figure that out. But they've got some smart people over there. Okay. The folks that endured all of the visiting fans yelling at them and getting screamed at in their own place and kept filling the season ticket coffers and kept paying the outrageous amounts for beer, the most expensive in the NFL, that are paying the outrageous parking costs for logistical nightmares, for terrible traffic, for the whole nine yards, every bit of the indignity that you suffered. Those folks need to be taken care of. I don't know how to do it because, again, you got to raise money. You need the cash because you're spending a lot. I understand all that, but, you know, don't walk into a room that's hot and be surprised that it's hot. Like, you got to deal with this. I want to make sure that those folks who never quit, because I quit. I was like, I'm never going back there, and I still won't. Those folks that endured it need to be taken care of in some way. Again, I don't know how to do it exactly and keep the other part where you get to make money because you deserve to because you're spending a lot, but I need that happening.
Does Danny Rhea go back to a game?
At the new place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, leaving Northwest Stadium, where you have vowed to never go again, will mm-hmm. you go to the new stadium?
Absolutely.
Regularly?
Probably not. I mean, just life stuff happens, and it's going to be expensive, but I will definitely go.
You'll be back at a game?
Yeah, I will go.
I think there's a lot of people like you.
Yeah.
That have sworn off that stadium. Now, there's also going to be plenty of people maybe that can't afford the new thing either. That's my
totally.
Big fear,
mm-hmm.
and they got to figure that part out. I'm worried about the PSLs probably more than anything, but today's not the day to worry about the things.
Yeah, it's not quite rain day, yeah.
To say, awesome. There's going to be an NFL stadium in the nation's capital. And so I'm 37. Yeah, I'm 37. I am not old enough to remember, really, RFK Stadium. I know of its existence. I went there. When I think of RFK Stadium, here's what I know. DC United played there. That's where I went to watch DC United as a kid when I used to go to their games playing soccer with my soccer team. The Nats, when they came back to DC.
And Ryan Church and Brad Wilkerson.
It was a dump.
Yes, it was.
It was Garrett Mock. It was
Matt Chico.
Babyface Ryan Zimmerman. This kid just played at the University of Virginia. Now he's here at this ballpark. It is Elijah Dukes and Lastings Millage and John Patterson. You know, that's what's happening at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
It's not Charles Mann and Dexter Manley for me at 37 years old. But I did go once. I barely remember anything about the experience because I was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7. The only time I ever went with my father. So if you are older than me, I think you probably have some fond memories. If you're younger than me, I don't think you do. But it doesn't matter. Because if you're like me and you're taking your kids in 5 years, my son will be, God, that's crazy to think about. He'll be 9. And hopefully I take my family to a game in that opening season. And it's just going to be going to the nicest stadium in the NFL and one of the state-of-the-art, most incredible stadiums on the planet when it opens. Downtown in D.C., our home city. It won't matter that it's on the site of RFK Stadium necessarily. If you care about that, though, you get something out of that part of it.
Uh-huh.
If your father or my mom goes, who has been to RFK, used to be really hard to get tickets, believe it or not.
Yeah, I lifelong fan, only went a couple of times because you couldn't get them.
My mom has been a diehard Redskins fan since, you know, she was born in 57, so since the 60s with her dad. I don't know, I'll have to ask her. I don't think she's been there more than a few times. But if she went, I think it would mean something to her getting off the metro and, you know, walking in there in the same way that her dad used to take her by the hand. So everyone's going to get what they need to out of the experience. But I just think it's worth stopping and smelling the roses, however you feel about the move, because this is 15 years in the making. Easy.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time we started talking about a future stadium was shortly after Bruce Allen was hired. That's when I remember it.
What I was going to bring up.
They brought him in and they kind of said, like, Bruce is here to smooth over and schmooze a little bit with relationships. His brother was a governor, you know. He was a politician who just happened to pretend to be a general manager, kind of. And so he punted in college that time.
The punter.
For Richmond. I think this. He a spider, though. Hashtag Bruce a spider. Anyway, that's a great hashtag.
That bought me. That is a great.
Can we do that?
I forgot about that.
Hashtag Bruce a spider.
The old hashtag.
Yeah, next time Scott Van Pelt says he a terp, just remember, Bruce a spider.
Bruce. He a spider.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
But yeah, that was, remember, when he took over.
He's here to build the stadium.
Yeah, so.
That was 2010, by the way.
So Vinny Bumbats finally got kicked out. You know, that was the fall guy for the first part of Snyder's regime. And the appeal of Bruce Allen were all these alleged connections that he had to be able to grease the wheels. Because, as you mentioned, his dad, coach, brother, governor, everything under the sun, he would know everybody and be able to get the thing finally. We were talking about it back then. For his ability to potentially get a new stadium. Because 10 years into Nubs Field, everyone already knew, okay, this isn't particularly great. And then that supposedly was progressing, and it never went anywhere. They were worse off than when he started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.